Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everybody. Today's daf is Zevachim daf Kuf Yud Zayin. First, I have to conclude the Gemara that started on daf Kuf to Zayin and Beis. Continues here to Kuf Yud Zayin and Aleph. Gemara brings the memra of Rav Huna that in the Midbar, Bekol Mekoymes Yisrael. So Mara first assumes that it means that there was no machane in the Midbar. Mara says there was a machane in the Midbar. Elavim Mara says a different pshat. That the whole makom machane Yisrael. Everywhere they were, there was always a machane Yisrael. Which means that even b'shas masois, there was also a machane Yisrael. Mara says pshita. Of course that everywhere they were, there was machane Yisrael. Ma'u detema ifsulu b'yoytze kamash malan. I would think that when at the time of the Masos, the Kachim would have a Psul Yetze, because at the time of the Masos, there was no Machane Yisrael. Kamash Malon, that even times of the Masos, there's no Psul Yetze. I mean, maybe really there is a Psul Yetze. Amar Krov, and also Oil Moyer, Avish, and also Oil Moyer. Even Mishas Masos, even there was still Oil Moyer, there was still a Teres Machanois, even during the Masos. So now that we say Avish, and also Oil Moyer, so what's Bemis the Din? So Rashi says, "Afshafilu b'shasilag masoyis einis salim el meilichan imoy u'makom chaniyasan oichlin b'machane." There's no psul yeti during the masoyis, so therefore they bring the kachim with them, and when they camp to the next place that they got to, then they eat them. Before in Rashi that during the masoyis they were not able to eat the kachim. That even though there's no psul yetze, but they couldn't eat the kachim during the time of the masoyis. That's before in Rashi here. Taisus argues. Taisus says, I know, because there's no psul yaitse, so they could eat them even when they're traveling. Taisus only for, only, this heter only applies to kachim kalim. But by kachim, there you need a mechitza to eat them in, so at the time that there were the masais, even though there was no psul yaitse, there wasn't an actual mechitza to eat them. I mean, kachim kalim, kachim. Sorry, besides the fact that whether there's a psul yetze or not, but they need to be eaten in a certain mokum, in a certain mechitzas. That is only by kachim. By kachim kalim, there are no specific mechitzas that you need to eat the kachim kalim inside of. Like we see in our Mishnah, in terms of Gilgal and Noivah Givoin, that you can eat the kachim kalim anywhere. Everywhere is in a machane Yisrael, even though it doesn't have specific mechitzas. But kachim, they need specific mechitzas to be eaten inside of, and therefore during Masais, those mechitzas did not exist. Masheinkin, kachim kalim, taisod, so there you don't need the mechitzas to eat them, just they cannot have a psul yetze. So without the din of afafisha nasa oil mayeru, so then at the time of the Masais, the oil mayed is batel, that means the machane shechina is batel, sumim meila, all the other machanes are batel. Even the machane Yisrael is batel. That's what it would be without the din of afafisha nasa oil mayeru. Once we have a riboy, then Avu Bishanasa Oyo Mayeru, which means that the source of the Kedusha, the Machane Shechina is there, that there's no specific place that we could define as being the Machane Shechina. But the Kedusha of the Machane Shechina is there, therefore the Kedusha of all the Machanes are there. So therefore, Kachim Kalim, number one, don't have a Psul Yaitse, and also you can eat them. But Kachim, even though there's no Psul Yaitse, because of the Kedusha is there, but to eat them, you need specific mechitzas, and those mechitzas do not exist. There's no specific place we can define those mechitzas being during the times of the Masais, and therefore you cannot eat the kachay kachim. So that's the opinion of Taisus here. That even though we say al vishnasa el mayeru, there's no psul yotze, but but you can eat kachim kalim wherever you want. But that's Taisus' opinion. Rashi though argues. Rashi holds that even though we say al vishnasa el mayeru, and the Kedusha is there, and there's no Psul Yaitse in Kachim Kalim, but you can't eat them. This is a question in Rashi. Why not? That's Taisus' question in Rashi. Why can you not eat these Kachim Kalim at the times of the Masos? Haray, there's no Psul Yaitse, and the Kachim Kalim do not need a specific Mokum to be eaten. Like we see in our Mishnah by Gilgal and Noivah Givoin, that as long as there's a place of Yisrael, so you can eat them. So times of the Masos, Klal Yisrael was all traveling, so you can eat them even times of the Masos. So what's Pshat in Rashi? So the Panim Meiris here says that Al Pi the Gemara earlier in the sixth parak in Parak Kachay Kachim, that there's a din of Mizbeach Shenifkam. Mizbeach Shenifkam, Ein Ochel Meginoi Kachay Kachim and Kachim Kalim. that the when the mizbeach is not usable, the mizbeach has a begam in it, so you can't eat kachim at the time that the mizbeach is nifkam. The Gemara there is before that even by kachim kalim, it's not needed in the Gemara, but the halacha even by kachim kalim you cannot eat them when it's nifkam mizbeach. Says the Panim Iris. So Rashi holds that even though there's no psul yaitse right now because al vishenasa el mayedu. But the mizbeach is not usable. It's not connected to the, it's not on the ground right now. It's not in a usable state. Therefore, you cannot eat kachim kalim. Very good shot in Rashi. So what does Taisus hold? Taisus holds nishta say. Taisus holds that even though the mizbeach is not usable, you can still eat kachim kalim. How does that work out with the Gemara and Daf Samech? It says that you cannot. We say to get answer up here, the Yisoid of Reb Chaim says. Chaim says the Yisoid in the din of mizbeach shenifkam, that it's not just tam of psul and kachim, that you can't eat kachim time the mizbeach is nifkam. Chaim says that the problem of mizbeach shenifkam is that it's choser in the kedushas hamakim. It's the mizbeach gives a kedusha, the mizbeach bekashrusoi gives kedusha to the makom of the azara, that is a place that kachim can be eaten. When there's a pagam in the mizbeach, so it's lacking in the kedusha of the makom. And that's why the kachim are not able to be eaten. There's no direct correlation between the kashrus of the mizbeach and the kachim, that you can only eat kachim when the mizbeach is complete. But rather, the kachim needs to be eaten in a certain makom. If the mizbeach is nifkam, so then it's lacking in the kedusha of the makom, and therefore you cannot eat the kachim. If that's the pshat, the mizbeach is nifkam, then taste is gewaltic. Taisus holds that because of din of alav bishenasa oil mayiru, says that everything is in the kedusha is intact, even at the time of the masos, even when Klaus was traveling, the kedusha was intact, so there was nothing lacking in the kedusha of the oil mayir, and therefore you can eat kachim kal. That the Chorvim shot in Taisus, but it seems that Rashi is not that way. That the din of nifkam mizbeach is a direct psul in the eating of the kachim. It's not due to the lack in the kedusha of the makom. So therefore, Ava Bishanasa Oyel Mayeru won't work to allow you to eat kachim. Only say there's no psul yaitse. Kapana, that's the machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Does this far of Ava Bishanasa Oyel Mayeru only work for the there's no psul yaitse? That's the opinion of Rashi. And Taisus holds that it even allows you to eat the kachim. The Gemara goes on to say another din that in Shiloh, lo hayu elo shnei machanos bilvad. In the time of Shiloh, there were only two machanos. So the Gemara says that it's not kipshutai. Avad, there are all three machanos in times of Shiloh. The Gemara says it has to be that way because of the din of Shiluach Tmeim. You send out Tmeim, and each, there are different Tmeim that each one send out from its own machane. A Tmeis from the machane Shechina, Zovin from the machane Levia, a Metzaira from the machane Yisrael. It must be that each one is sent to his own place. So it must be that all three machanos existed in the times of Shiloh. That the Gemara says, Elamai, there's a different shot in the Braisa, and it means that in times of Shiloh, the only two machanos for Klita, that machane Levia was not koilet in the times of Shiloh. We'll get to that in a second. But Kaponim, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that you need to have all three machanos. Even in Shiloh, there's a din to have three machanos, each one has its own specific place. The Achrayim, the Kerenayim, and the Sfasemis point out that Kenir the Zin existed only in Shiloh and in the Beis Hamikdash. Because Haritez and Shuis and Daf Tazayin and Beis Devim Aschel Oy says that possibly it says maybe in times of Noiv Givayin there weren't three machanos. So therefore, Taisus is not bothered from our Gemara. It doesn't quote our Gemara. It's proof that there must be machanos. Can you hear this din that you have, these machanos must exist? The three machanos were only a din in Shiloh and Beis Olamim and in Yerushalayim. The mikdash that existed in Shiloh and Yerushalayim was a full mikdash. There's no hatir bamas. We'll see soon. The sugi is many dinim. That was, you can bring all karbanos in the mikdash of Shiloh and Yerushalayim. That was considered a full mikdash. So only when the mikdash was in its completion, then there was a din to need three machanos. Mashein kein, in Noiv and Givayin, where it's called the Bamas Tzibur, but it wasn't a full mikdash, then there was no three machanos. The Sfasemes is as a question of the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, it tells us how to make the Beis HaMikdash, how to make a Beis HaBechira. The Rambam doesn't mention this din. You need to have a specific place that was a machane Leviyah. This din is not mentioned in the Rambam as a din that's ma'akev, or at least it's a mitzvah that you need to have these three machanos. It's not mentioned. It's a question on the Rambam, but the Chorim Avur in our Gemara that the din is exists and it must exist. Time where there was a full mikdash that we needed the three machanos of machane Shechina, machane Leviyah, and machane Yisrael. Before another point that in Shiloh there was a Machane Yisrael. Harei, before in the Mishnah, that in Shiloh you're allowed to eat Kachim Kalim, the Kol Haroya. You can eat wherever one can see Shiloh, you're allowed to eat Kachim Kalim. So in the Argamart before that in Shiloh there was a Machane Yisrael. So the Karanayra and the Sasame say by us that the Machane Yisrael in Shiloh was Kol Haroya. The gedder of the Machane Yisrael was called Haroya. That is the din of Machane Yisrael. That was the kiyum of Machane Yisrael in Shiloh. However, the Brisker Rav was of the opinion that Kol Haroya is not the din of Machane Yisrael. There was a specific place that was called Machane Yisrael. Kol Haroya is a heter to eat even though you're not in Machane Yisrael. We'll see in Mircham tomorrow's daf, we'll see more about this Brisker Rav. But that was the opinion of the Brisker Rav that the din of Kol Haroya is not the din of Machane Yisrael. He says that Elamai, there was a specific place that was called Machane Yisrael. We don't know what that was. Maybe the city of Shiloh had the din of Machane Yisrael. And then there was an extension of that you could eat Kachem Kalim and be called Haroya. Come on, before you're in the Gemara, that in Shiloh there was a din of Machane Yisrael. The question is, what is that? Is that Kol Haroya? Or is it according to that's the opinion of the Karen Ayra and the Sfasemis, that the Kol Haroya is the definition of Machane Yisrael in Shiloh? And Miskarav held that there were two specific places, two different places. One was Machane Yisrael, and one was Kol Haroya. One of the Gemara says that the Pshat in the Memra, that in Shiloh there are only two Machanos, means for Klita, that there was no din of Machane Leviyah to be Kailate in Shiloh. The even though that normally in the Midbar, the Machane Leviyah was Kailate, that we make a drasha, Mim Koimcha, and the Makom of Moshe Rabbeinu, Dahainu, the Machane Leviyah was Koilet in the Midbar, but that's only in the Midbar. But in Shiloh, Machane Leviyah is not Koilet. But the Lashon, the Breisa, as I'm going to point out, is fair. What's the Lashon that there are only two Machanes? Machane Shechina and Machane Yisrael were yet Koilet. There's no Klita in Machane Shechina and Machane Yisrael. What does it mean that there are only two Machanes for Klita, Kilu, but Machane Leviyah is not? All of Machane Yisrael was not a Makom of Klita. A Ritzach couldn't run to whatever he wants to do Machane Yisrael. So what the Lashon is a problematic Lashon. What does it mean there are only two Mekoymes for Klita, but Machane Levi was not Klilat? So the Lashlema answers this question of the Sfasemes, says that it doesn't mean that Machane Shechina and Machane Yisrael were Klilat. That's not what it means to say. It means that the Machane Shechina and Machane Yisrael were in their completion of their Kedusha. All Kedusha that they're supposed to have in the Midbar, they also had when they were in Shiloh. Masha'inkein, Machane Leviyah was lacking in its din Machane. There was a specific din that was said in the Machane Leviyah in the Midbar that it was supposed to be Kailit, and that din did not apply in the Machane of in the time of Shiloh. So in the time of Shiloh, only two Machanes were in their full din Machane. Masha'inkein, Machane Leviyah was lacking in its din Machane that it couldn't be Kailit. But we don't mean to say that Machane Shechina and Machane Yisrael were Koilet. That's an etzem shat in the memory here. That the only two Machanais, but Machane Leviyah was lacking in its din, nafkamina legabi klita. But ikar din here is a shver din. That Machane in Shiloh, Machane Leviyah was not Koilet. Well, why am I saying it's a shver din? Because the chorim Machane Leviyah in the Midbar had two entirely different dinim. That there was one din, like we said, that there you need there different there specific makaymas of kedusha. There were makaymas that had different levels of kedusha. There's Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael. As you got further and further away from the makam of the Machane Shechina, so the kedusha went down a little bit. Machane Leviyah was one level down of the kedusha. Machane Yisrael was another level down of the kedusha. The nafkamina of the kedusha of these machanos is lagabi shiluach tmeim, that a tmei mace it's tamei, but it's the tumah was not yetzim migufay. It's not a complete tumah. So therefore, he's only sent out from the machaneh shechina, but he's allowed in machaneh levia. A zav, his tumah is more chomer than it's mimes. He's sent out from the machaneh levia, but he could still be machaneh yisrael. Mitzayra has even a bigger tumah. He's sent out even from machaneh yisrael. These are levels of tumah are sent out from places that in their levels of kedusha. The more and more kedusha, so someone whose tummy can't go into there. That's the idea of the machanais, of the kedusha of the machanais, of these three machanais, of machanai shechina, machanai levi, and machanai yisrael. The din of klitas reitzchim, that a reitzeach b'shegig can go to machanai levi, is entirely unrelated to the kedusha of machanai levi. Not because this makom has the din of that you sent out a zav from it, because it has that kedusha, therefore a reitzeach runs over there. These are entirely unrelated. Haray, once Klai Yisrael got to Eretz Yisrael and they built the Ari Levim, the Ari Levim were Koilet. Those Ari Levim, those 42, 48 Ari Levim, there were 42 Ari Levim and 6 more, there were Ari Miklat, so there were 48. These 48 Ari Levim that were Koilet, they're not because they have a din of Machane Levia, that you sent out a Zav from them, and because they have the Kedusha of Machane Levia, that's why they're Koilet. That's entirely incorrect. That's not why they're koilet. Your azov is allowed in Ari Levim in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't have to be sent out from there. They don't have those 48 Ari Levim. They don't have the kedusha of Machane Levia. Why were they koilet? A whole different din. Because the makom that the Levim live, the makom of the Levim is koilet or reitzeach. Not because the kedusha of Machane Levia. Unrelated. The makom of the Levim is koilet. There are two different dinim. One is a din of a kedusha of machane levia. Another din is the din of the reitzeach as klita in the makom that the leviim live. In the midbar, these two things came out or nizdamnu lepunda kechad. These two things happened to coexist in the same place. The machane levia, the hainu, the makom next to the base to the mishkan had kedusha in it. Therefore, a Zav was sent out from there. And also, it was a place where the Levim lived. Because the Levim lived there, therefore, a Ritzach was able to run there. And he was saved. Because it's a place where the Levim lived. The Kedusha there was, in the Midbar, it happens to be that the Kedusha of the place next to the Mishkan was the place where the Levim lived. But the reason that the Zav is sent out from there, the reason that it's Kedushas Machane, is because of the Kedusha. Because it's a place next to the Mishkan. Hare, in Yerushalayim, the Harabayis had the din of Machane Levia, that a Zav is not allowed in Harabayis. There were no Levim living in Harabayis. No one was allowed to live in Harabayis. There were no Levim there. The reason that the Zav was sent out from Harabayis was because it has Kedushas Mokim of the Mokim Liyad next to the Mikdash. The Mikdash was in the exact place where the Beis HaMikdash was. The area around that was the Harabayis that had Kedusha. Not the entire Kedusha of the Mikdash, a little bit less. It's similar to the Kedusha of Machane Levia. And therefore, the Zavim were sent out of the Harabayis. Then there are no Levim there. The Levim didn't need to be there. That's unrelated to the Levim. Where was the Reitzeach saved? The Reitzeach was saved in the Arei Levim, the 48 Arei Levim that existed. So, Imkein Lechaira, these two things that existed in the Machane Levia in the Midbar, that the Reitzeach was saved there, and that had Kedusha, that the Zav was sent out, are Betim unrelated. Just in the Midbar, they existed in the same place. That's Lachar, the din of Machane Levia. So in Cain, come back to our Sugya. The Gemara says that Machane Levia in Shiloh wasn't a full Machane, because there was no klit of a Reitzeach. Reitzeach couldn't run to the Machane Levia in Shiloh and be saved. Yeah, for sure he couldn't run there. Because the Machane Levia that existed in Shiloh, there were no Levim living there. It wasn't because of the Levim. It means there was a specific place of the Mikdash of Shiloh, where the Mishkan was. And there was area around that place that had Kedushas Machane Levia, the Hainu, Kedush of the Mokim around the Mikdash, where the Zavim were sent out from there. That was the din of the Gimel Machanos that existed, that the Gemara said on top of the Amud. The Gimel Machanos that existed in Shiloh, there's a makam around the Mikdash that is sent out from that makam. That's the din of, quote-unquote, the Machane Leviya of Shiloh. But not because the Levim actually were there. So what was the nidain here that there should be a Klitas Reitzchem in Shiloh? Of course there's no Klitas Reitzchem in Shiloh. Because it wasn't a place of Levim. Karenar Lamashal asks, he doesn't know, the Gemara tells us there was no Klitas Reitzchem in the Machane Leviya of Shiloh. Karenar says, the Gemara doesn't tell us why not. Well, the Gemara doesn't tell us the reason. He is bothered. Just like there was in the Midbar, so it also should be in Shiloh. Why not? We don't know why not. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't tell us the reason. In the Pirush HaMiyuchas L'Rach, it says that the reason is because they were already chosen Ari Miklat. That's why the Machane Leviya wasn't Kailat. Why do we need any? He answers the Kainer's question, meaning the reason why not is because they already were Ari Miklat. So then there was no. We didn't need the Machane Leviya to be Kailat. But the whole question doesn't start L'chaira. There was no tzad, the whole Gemara is fair. L'chaira, there's no tzad, there should be a klitas reitzchim in Shiloh, because there was no Levim. What's L'chaira mashma here, that the din that the Machane Leviya was kolet in the Midbar, was not directly related to the Levim. It was actually because of the Kedusha of the Makkah. Gemara makes a new drasha here. It's not this, even though we know that Ari Miklat, Ari Leviim in Eretz Yisrael are Kailit. There's a specific drasha that in the Midbar, Samti Lecha Mokoy Mechayacha Mokoy Mimekoymecha. There's a specific drasha that Machane Leviya was Kailit because of the Kedusha of Machane Leviya. So there are two dinim. There were two types of places that there was a Klitas Reitzchim. In Eretz Yisrael, once it was chosen Ari Leviim were Kailit because of the Mokom of the Leviim. That din was only Nischadish once they made Ari Levim. That din was only Nischadish in times of Yeshua. They came to Eretz Yisrael, and then there was Nischadish, a din, that the Ari Levim were Kailit. In the Midbar, there were no Ari Levim. There wasn't an ear. They were traveling. Even in times of the Chanoia, where they were stopped. But they didn't have a din of Ari Levim. That was a specific din that was Klita because of the Kedusha of the Makam of Machane Leviya. Just like the Machane Leviya was Kadosh, that it had a din that the Zav was sent out from there. So it also, that Mokim of Machane Leviya, that Kedusha of Machane Leviya, had a din that it could also be Kailit the Reitzchim. That existed in the Midbar. That Argamar comes is saying after that, that only existed in the Midbar. But once they came to Shiloh, so that did no longer existed. Kainer says he doesn't know why. That should be totally in the Kedusha of the Machane Leviya. Once there was, the Machane Leviya was Kadosh, that it could be Kailit Reitzchim. That then should apply always. Because it's related to the Kedusha of the Makom, not to the fact that there were Levim there. And the Rach says, the Rabbeinu Chanan says, why Lemaisa is it not Kailit? The Machane Leviya in Shiloh, in Eretz Yisrael, why is it not Kailit? The Rach says, because they were already chosen Ari Levim, Ari Miklat, so there already was another place for the Reitzim to run to. They no longer needed to run to this place. Meaning the whole din that was given, that the Machane Leviya has the ability to be Kailit a Reitzeach, was only due to a lack of another place. In the Midbar, there was no other place for Reitzeach to go, so he needed to go here. Masha'im came. They came to Eretz Yisrael, and it was chosen Ari Levim, and Ari Miklat, so we no longer needed the Kalita to be in the Makom of the Machane Leviya. But Derech Agav, it's before from the Rach L'chaira, that in times of Gilgal, in the 14 years, when the Klal Yisrael was busy with conquering Eretz Yisrael, and they were not yet, there was no yet chosen the Ari Leviim and the Ari Miklat, so that those 14 years, still the Machane Leviya around the Mikdash in Gilgal was Kailit. Because they needed, there was no other place that had the Klita. So the Klita was in the Mishka, in the Machane Leviya around the Mikdash in Gilgal. Soon that there was one, there was a Machane Leviya around the Mikdash in Gilgal, that was Kailit. Only once they got to Shiloh, which is time after the 14 years of Kibush V'chiluk, so there already was delineated the Ari Miklat, the Ari Leviyim, then they no longer needed this place of the Machane Leviya to be Kailit, because they already had other places. That the Lord would be mashma in the sugya that the din klita of Machane Leviya in the Midbar was not because of the Leviim, but rather because of the kedusha of the Makom, and that so therefore there was a havamina that should exist even in Shiloh, and therefore the Gemara tells us that that's not true. That the Lord would be mashma in the sugya. However, Rashi and the Ritva in Makas Daf Yud Beis and Mabez, when there's also this drasha is quoted that that the Machane Levi was koilit in the Midbar. They say that the reason that it was koilit in the Midbar was because of the din that Ariel Miklat were Ariel Leviim. Rashi says in Makas Daf Yud Beis, Af Ariel Miklat, you Ariel Leviim. Mashman in Vur and Rashi, that the reason that the Machane Leviya was koilit in the Midbar was for the same din that Ari Levim and Ari Miklat are koilet in Eretz Yisrael, which is because of the Mokum of the Levim. I mean, that's where we started, which is the heart of the Pashtus. We have understood that the din Klita of Ari Levi, of Machane Levi in the Midbar is related to the existence of the Levim there, not because of the Kedusha of the Mokum. Same Cain, again, the Sugya is Shver. What was the Hagmin that this should apply in Shiloh? The Chayrut Li Mashma over here is a tremendous Chiddush in the idea of Machane Levi. That we say the Harabais is called Machane Levia. Here it's before that the Mokum around the Mikdash in Shiloh is also called Machane Levia. We ask that the Mokum Machane Levia is a borrowed term. It's not actually Machane Levia over here. Because there were no Leviim in the Harabais. Leviim didn't live in the Harabais. But Imashmi here is an interesting Chiddush that the Mishnah says in Tamid that there was Shmira around the Mikdash. The Kehanim were Shemir in the Beis HaMikdash itself. And the Levim were shaming the Harabites. Were there in the Mishnais and Tumit. Could be that the reason that Harabites is called Machane Levia is because even though the Levim didn't live there, but the Levim were shamir the Mokum, shamir the Harabites, the Shmir of the Levim in the Machane Levia, in the Harabites made into a Machane Levia. And the Olam, it's Mashmei that the Mokum around the Mikdash is called the Machane Levia. Rashi, opinion of Rashi in the Ritva is that the Klita of Machane Levia in the Midbar is due to the place that was the place of the Levian. So we ask that, of course, that doesn't apply in Shiloh because there weren't Levian there. The answer is that even though there were no Levim living there, but the Levim did Shmir over there, that made the Mokum gave it a din of Machane Levia. And also in the Maisa, in the Harabais is called the Machane Levia. Not, it was similar to Machane Levia in the Midbar, because it was a place around the Mikdash. No, it actually was a Machane of Levia. There were Leviim there. There were Leviim that were did Shmira in the Makkim at night, or maybe by day, Machlekes in the Mefarshim there in Tamid. But there were the din Shmira that the Leviim did in the Harabais, that gave the Makkim a din of Machane Levia. Can add on that the Gemara in Tamid really learns out the Makar, that there's a din Shmira in the Shmira of the Mikdash, which was done in the Harabais, learns that from the Pasuk and Parshas Bamidbar, the Levim that camped out around the Harabai, the Mishkan. So in the same Pasuk that says the place where the Levim live also says the Shmira of the Levim. And Baruch Hashem, I found a big raya to our Yisoid that because of the Shmira of the Levim, that's what makes it Gizad Adin of Machan Elavia, a tremendous Chiddush in the Meshech Chochma. In Parshas Bamidbar, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Nun, Meshech Chochma asks the question that the Levim lived around the Mishkan and had din of Machane Levia. Meshech Chochma asks that a Gemara in Pesachim says that a Balkeri is also in Machane Levia. Not only a Zav is also in Machane Levia, but also a Balkeri is also in Machane Levia. So ask the Meshech Chochma, how did the Levim live there with their wives in the Machane Levia? Says the Meshech Chochma, but it has to be. That their wives did not live in the Machane Levia. Their wives lived between Machane Levia and Machane Yisrael. That's where a person's wife and his family, his children, lived over there. But besides that, the Levim had a special place to live around the Oil Moed. That was called Machane Levia. Says the Meshech Chochma, they did Shmir over there. There were two places the Levim lived. He's in Daik the Psukim. It says twice where the Levim are. One was Saviv LaMishkan Yachanu. That's where the men, the Levim that were doing Shmira, they were around the Oil Moed and that at the end of Machane Levia. And besides that, Halavim Yachanu Soviv, that was another place the Levim lived, that their families lived with their wives and their children lived. That's where the Levim camped out. It says the Meshech Chochma, that place did not have a din of Machane Levia. That place was just a place to live. For the families of the Levim lived there. But the place that had a din of Machane Levia, says the Meshech Chochma, was only a place where they did Shmira, where the men of the Levim were by themselves doing Shmira. So Levim Meshech Chochma comes out, there were two places of Levim, and the din of Machane Levia wasn't in the place the Levim lived. It's the place where they did Shemira. So Levim Meshech Chochma, only that place had a din of Machane Levia. Definitely a big smach to say, we want to say that it could be niskayim a din of Machane Levia, a day the Shemira itself. So Meila, it's kind of, that's, we want to say that it would apply also in Shiloh and in the Beis HaMikdash. The that the Makom could be called a Makom of Machane Levia because of the Shmira itself, even though Levim actually didn't live there. But the Shmira of the Levim, that Makom, had a din of Machane Levia. That's why you would think that in, that explains the Gemara. That's why you would think that in Shiloh there was Klitas Reitzchem in the Makom of Machane Levia. And Kamashmala not. Why not? So it's not clear. The Karnarius says that he doesn't know why not. Rabbi Nachanel says because it was already chosen the cities of the Levim. That was Kinir, the ultimate place where it was supposed to be. So we no longer needed this extra place of the Levim were around the Mishkan to be the Machane Levia. Kabbalah Mechayim Mavuri here, two possible ways to understand this Gemara. And to understand really the idea that in the Midbar there was a Klit of Reitzim in the Makom of Machane Levia. We could understand that it's a new din, that the Kedusha of the Makom, just like the Makom is Kaddish, that the Zavmer is not from there. So the Makom is Kaddish, that it was, had, the Reitzim were Niklat over there. This specific Makom that was set aside, this Makom of Machane Levia had a din that could be Kailid Reitzim. And therefore we would think that it should apply in Shilai. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that Mechor Mukach and Rashi and the Ritvan Makis is that it's L'Olam the Din Klitas Reitzchem in the Midbar comes from the fact that it was Ari Levim, the Makom of the Levim, and also but also L'Olamim in the Shiloh and in the Beis Hamikdash, the Makom that called Machane Levim down in the Harabayis, it also could be called the Makom of Levim because of the Shmira that the Levim did in that place. Another point here in this Gemara says that Ben Levi Shaharag Goyle Miplach Laplach in Goyle Bipilchay Pilchay Koltei. That Ben Levi that kills goes from one city of the Levim to another city of the Levim. So Rashi learns, but if he went from one neighborhood from Shchuna in his city to another neighborhood in the city, so also that neighborhood could also be Koyle. Tais learns that the Pshat is that Lechatchila he should go to a different city. But b'di'eved, if he went to another part of his own city, then it's also kailidim. Interesting, right? Because din is you want to be saved. You want to go to a place that's going to save you. What's shaykh lechatchila in a b'di'eved? It's lechatchila better to go to another city. You just want to be saved. Just go to another neighborhood in your own city. What's in enough lechatchila b'di'eved? L'chayrus mavur here that going to Golos is a mitzvah. Besides the fact that the ritzach gets saved, it's also a mitzvah to go to Golos. So the lechatchila way to Mekayim the mitzvah is to go to another city. That's the mitzvah l'mahadrin. The mitzvah b'di'eved is even in your own city. Either way, you'll be saved. But that's the two ways of being Mekayim the mitzvah. Akubanim Rashi and Tais learn the Gemara that goyel pilchay means you should go to another city, but b'di'eved you go to your own city. For the Rambam, Rambam says a different pshat in the sugya. Rambam in Perek Zayin Reitzeach Halacha Hey. Rambam says, Reitzeach Shaharag Bishkaga, Beir Miklatai, Goyle Ba Mishchuna Lishchuna, Deinu Yoytze Min Ha'ir. A Reitzeach that killed, that's already in the Ir Miklat, goes from one neighbor to another neighborhood. Uben Levi Shaharag Bimedinasai, Goyle Medina Acheres Me'er Leviyim. Tishakula and Koltai is Kamashi is Boyer. Im Harag Chut Me'er Leviyim, Ubarach Le'iroi, Hareza Koltai. Rambam says like this, that a Reitzeach that kills in his city, goes to another neighborhood in the city. But a Ben Levi that kills in this city goes to another city. But if Ben Levi was, at the time that he killed, he was not inside of his city. He was somewhere else. He was on a trip. He was in another city. And he killed at that time. Then he can go back to his city. Then his form of Golus is going back to his city. It's more in the Rambam, like the Sfasemis points out, that the Iker Din of Golus is to go to somewhere else from where the place that you killed. Not from where the place that you live. The idea of Golos is going of running away is running away from, if you killed in place X, you have to run to place Y. It has to be a different place from the Makom of the Ritzich. So if a Ben Levi kills in his own city, so he has to run out of his city to another city. But if a Ben Levi kills when he is not in his city, then it could be Niskayim Golos by running to his own city. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The opinion of Golos is that it should be running away from the place where the Ritzira happened. It seems that Rashi and Tais argue. They hold the idea of Golos is to leave the place where you live. It doesn't matter where the Ritzira happened. Lefi Rashi and Tais says, we don't find any importance of where the Ritzira happened. Golos, like we would have understood, is to go to a different place from where you live, to change your place of living. So it doesn't matter where they're, therefore Ben Levi always has to change the place where he lived. Either to go to another city, or to go to B'dieved, to go to another neighborhood in his own city. That's according to Rashi and Tosfos. According to the Rambam, the din of Golos means to change a place of where to run away from where you killed to somewhere else, to go into hiding after you killed. So therefore, if Ben Levi killed out of his city, he can go run to his city. If he killed in a city, he has to run somewhere else. There's another point in the Rambam, though, an interesting point. The Rambam makes a difference between a Reitzeach and a Ben Levi. A Ben Levi that kills in his city where he lives, he must run to another city of the Ari Levium. A Sheinkin, a Reitzeach that kills in, Reitzeach already killed once, and he went to Inir Miklat. Now he's in the Inir Miklat, and he kills a second time, so then he goes to another neighborhood in the same city. We see from the Reitzeach that it's called the Kiyum of Golos. They're going from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. That's before by the Reitzeach. Sim Kane, why can't we say the same thing by a Levi? That a Levi that kills in his city, let him go from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Why does he have to run to a different city? By the Reitzeach, we see that that's enough from neighborhood to neighborhood. Why by the Levi is it not enough to go from one neighborhood to another? So it's Chor before in the Rambam, Zevach Yaakov, Chor in the Rambam, that his Iker Din Golos is to go to another city. That's why Mekayim the Din Golos. So, but to go out of your city, Golos requires a person to leave his city. To leave the city that you were in, that's a kiyum of Golos. So a Ben Levi that kills in his city, he can't go run to another neighborhood in the same city. Because that's not the kiyum of Golos. The Golos means dafka, to go to a different city. A Reitzeach already left his city. A Reitzeach lives somewhere else. He already left his city. So he already has the name of kiyum of Golos from the fact that he left his first city. So by him it could be Niskayim, a Yin of Golos already going mishchuna lishchuna, going from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. By a Ben Levi that lives in his city, so it's not considered a kiyum of Golos by him if he's still in the same city. Therefore the din of Golos requires him to go to another city. We're now starting the din of Karbonis and Bamos, which types of Karbonis can be brought in Bamos, which cannot be brought in Bamos, Bamagdayla, Bamagtana, many different cheetahs in the Tanayim here, in this bright sun, and Kofi Zayin and Aleph. But the klal that we see from all of these Tanayim, even in the Bama Gedolah, is that even, that in times of Bama Gedolah, Dainu, Noiv, Givin, and Gilgal, it didn't have the full din of a Mikdash. The Bama Gedolah was, you're not able to bring all the Karbonos in the Bama Gedolah. Yochid can't bring Karbonos Chayva in a Bama Gedolah, Kulei Alma, according to Reb Shimon, even Tzibur can't bring Chayva Shein Kavu Lehem Zman in a Bama Gedolah. Before that, Bama Gedolah was lacking in the kedusha of the mikdash. We saw at the beginning of the perek, Rashi and the mission Kufya Beis and Mebeis. Rashi says that the din of Vevium Lashem, that you have to bring karbanos in the Beis Abachira, you're not mekayim when you bring a carbon in a bama. A bama is not the proper place. Doesn't have the full din of the mikdash. Even the Bama Gedolah does not have the full din of the mikdash. What was lacking in the times of Bama Gedolah that you weren't able to bring all karbanos there? How was it different? L'chaira, and the same, it was, even in times, even though there was no bias in Gilgal and Neve Given, it was only the Mishkan, but that Mishkan existed in the Midbar, and even in that times you could bring any carbon you wanted in the Mishkan. But when the Mishkan was in Gilgal or Neve Given, it was lacking in the Kedusha of the Bama, of the Bama Gdaila, and the Mikdash, and therefore it was only called the Bama Gdaila, and therefore you cannot bring all carbonus there. So the answer we find in the Tosefta, Mayos in Karbonis, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches. Tosefta says, Oil Moyed Natui Kedarkoi, Eina Aru Nosun Sham, that's the man of Heter Bamos. Time of Heter Bamos is when, even though the Oil Moyed is Natui, but because the Arun wasn't in the Mikdash, so therefore it was the Bamos Ramutr. So Tosefta is first describing to us what a Bama Gedolah is. A Bama Gedolah is a place where the Mikdash is there. All the Kalim are there, the Mechitzas are there. But what's lacking is the Aron. That's what's lacking in a Bama Gedolah. And the Tosefta there tells us that another thing is, the other main nafkamina of this Bama Gedolah is that it's a time of Heter Bamos. When the Aron was in the Mikdash, when the Aron and the Mizbeach were next to each other, Then there was the Hashlama of the Mikdash. Then, number one, you could bring all karbonis in the Mikdash, and also the bamas were asr. A bama ktana, you're not allowed to bring karbonis in your own bama that you make. That was when the Aron and the and the Mizbeach, the Mishkan is together. But in the Eina Aron Nosfen Shom, even though the Oil Mayid is there, but the Aron is not there, so it's lacking in the Kedusha of the Mikdash. The Mikdash doesn't have its full Kedusha, and therefore you can't bring all Karbanos there. And Mimela, it's also time of Heter Bamitz, because it wasn't the Mokum, Asher Yivchar Hashem, it was lacking in the Yichud of the Hashuas Hashchina, in the Kedusha of the Mikdash. Therefore, it was also a time of Heter Bamitz. That's part of the Yisayid of both these two deen that we find that exist in the times of Neuf Givain, that there was Heter Bamitz and that you couldn't bring all Karbanos in the Bama Gdela. However, the question on this in the times of Gilgal. Times of Gilgal, when Klai Yisrael first came into Eretz Yisrael, times of Yeshua, before they built the Mishkan in Shiloh. In those times, the Aron was in the Mikdash. In Neuf Givain it was not. Neuf Givain, what happened is, they took the Aron to a Milchama, in times of Eli HaKoyen, the Din of Sefer Shmuel. Aron was, they took, when they went to a Milchama with Plishtim, they took the Aron to the Milchama, and it was taken captive by the Plishtim, and then it was sent back, and it was in someone's house, and then David tried to bring it to Yerushalayim, and he brought it somewhere else. For all the time of Neuf Givain, the Aron was not in the Mikdash. But in times of Gilgal, it was in the Mikdash. So then, L'chairo, why is it lacking in the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Gilgal? And why was there a time of Heter Bamitz? So the Meiri in Megillah, the Tesem and Beis, already is bothered by this question. The Meiri says this Yisrael, like we said from the Tosefta, that the definition of a Bama G'dayla and the Heter Bamitz is related to the fact that Aron is not there. So the Meiri says, what was with Gilgal? Says the Meiri, Mishuhukam a Mishkan Nesru, Ha Vayisham is Beach V'Aron Imai. That's why it was usher to Bamas were usher. Bol Gilgal kol sheva shekavshu v'sheva shechilku v'hoyah arayin hoylech imam b'milcham oyseim v'loyah kavua imam izbeach v'Gilgal hutra Bamas. In that time, the Aron went with them for their wars, and it wasn't kavua, it wasn't set in the with the mizbeach. Therefore, the Bamas were mutter. I mean, it could be that sometimes the Aron was there, but it wasn't a kavius. The Aron was there in the Mishkan, because it often went when the Klai Yisrael was fighting wars to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So there wasn't a kviyus of the Aron in the Mishkan, and therefore it was the time of Heter Bamitz. Our previous Yisrael that we brought from the Tosefta in Meshech Chochma, in Parshas Re'ei, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, answers many questions that we have if you learn Navi. In the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, it says that Perek Beis of Sefer Shoftim, says the Klai Yisrael came to a place and a Navi told them that they were negligent, that they weren't conquering all of Eretz Yisrael. And they called the place Boichim because everyone was crying. It says they brought Karbonis there. After Yeshua died, they brought Karbonis in this place called Boichim. Asked the Meshech Chochma, how could they bring Karbonis there? I mean, the Mishkan was already in Shiloh. How were they allowed to bring Karbonis? He has another question that in the end of Sefer Shoftim, in the Milchama with Shevet Binyamin, Binyamin, sort of Pilegesh Begiva. So it says that there also Klai Yisrael brought Karbonis at the Milchama. Haray, it was the time of Shiloh, the time of Isra Bamos. Another question that the Meshech Chochma does not ask, but a similar question, that in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, when they fight the Milchama with the Plishtim, as you mentioned, they bring Karbonis there also. Says the Meshech Chochma, Abidu Tosefta, that the Heter Bamos is Taloy in the Aron being in the Mikdash. So he says that in both of these places, in Boichim, in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, and the end of Sefer Shoftim, in the Milchama with the Shevet Binyamin, both these places, the Aron was not in the Mikdash. They took the Aron out with them. And when they went to fight against Binyamin, and in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, he brings a raya from the end of Sefer Yoshua, that the Aron was in Shechem at the time, it was not with them where they were. Therefore, it was a time of Heter. Therefore, even though there was the Mishkan in Shiloh, but the whole reason the Mishkan in Shiloh was called a Mikdash, and not a Mishkan to create the Zerubamites, was due to the fact that the Aron was there. So when they took the Aron out of the Mishkan, then at that time it became the Zerubamites. With that, we could also answer the Machama with Plishtim in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. Also there, as you mentioned, they took the Aron with them, and the Aron was taken captive by the Plishtim, because the Aron was not in the proper place. Therefore, it became the time of the Zerubamites. Just a few Ha'aras in the dinim of which Karbonis are brought in the Bamos, in the Shittas here in the Tanoim. The first is the that everyone holds that a korban chayva cannot be brought in a bama, even an oilas chayva. You don't bring in a bama ketana. Bama ketana, everyone knows that you don't bring a korban chayva. Yochai cannot bring a korban chayva. Karenayr in the sugya brings from the Yerushalmi that doesn't mean that the korban is pasul. If you bring it in a bama ketana, an oilas chayva, about the korban is the oilas kosher. It's as a nedava, as we mentioned numerous times in this perek. The mission at the end of the parak, that an oilas chayva that can be mekayim the chayva, but can at least be kosher as a nedava, like Rashi says. But it means that you're not yotzi your chayva with this carbon. So we know about that. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the question about karbonos of nazir. Karbonos of nazir, machlekes in Tanoim, whether the karbonos of nazir are can be brought in a bama. So at first the Gemara held that the machlekes was by the chatas and ashram of a nazir. But the oil and shlomim of a nazir, everyone agrees that it's nidav and nidav. The maskonis agamara is that no, that the chatas and ashram of a nazir is for sure not brought in a bama. And the machlokes is about the oil and shlomim of a nazir. And that can be brought in a bama. So what's the nidav? So Rashi explains what's the side that you cannot bring them. Rashi says, Naziris chayvahi. Rashi says, Dehaloi is nadev ilu akarbonis. Elo osar atzmai biyayenu v'tiglachas. Umei elam nischayiv v'karbonis. That she says that the tzad to say that the nazir is a chayva, because the person wasn't nischayiv himself in bringing karbonis. He didn't say that he wasn't a nazir, but it's a neder. It's a neder v'nedava. So the chayrit should be neder v'nedav. Rashi says no. The nazir didn't talk about karbonis. He said that he's going to be a nazir. The male is chayiv in karbonis. That's the tzad say that Naziris is a chayva. What does that say that Naziris is in the Dharma Nadavis? Rashi says earlier that Avagav the Melois Nizrei having Karbonos of chayva alav, but you had a neder bo alav. Even though it is a chayva to bring the Karbonos, but it came through a neder, so it's called Karbonos of that are neder of a nidav. So Rashi explains that Bitzarecha, the Naziris is the neder nidava, but the Karbonos are a chayva. You have to bring the korbanos. So, what exactly is the question over here? What is the two tzadim? What is that? What's the two tzadim here? Whether we look at the nazirus as being a neder, but the korbanos as being a chayva. It's possible to say that it's only the machlokes chakira the avin miluim in the tshuva in the back of the sefer avin miluim he brings in the tshuva both in simin hay and in simin chav beis avin miluim clears what's the gather of the dinim of nazirus. And the dinim of nazirus are the fact that a person is mischayev and he won't drink wine and he won't be mitamei lemeisim and he won't cut his hair. I mean, he's specifically mischayev himself in each one of those things. The neder of nazirus is a neder on all the dinim of the nazirus. That's one side he says. Another side he says no, it's something else. That the nazir doesn't no specific nazirus on the surim that are related. That he won't be, do these actions. And the nazir makes a chalais kedusha in himself. And he wants to be a nazir. A nazir is an elevated person. He's a different type of person. The neder of a nazir is to make himself into a nazir. What are the dinim of a nazir? The dinim of a nazir, of this elevated person, is that he's asr b'yayin, he's asr to cut his hair, he's asr to be metam elamesim. Those are all anhugas of a person that is a nazir. That second thought. Or the first thought is more simple. That is just a direct neder, direct isser, and all the actions that a nazir does. That's the hakir of the avim miluim that he declares over there in simin hay and simin chav beis in the tshuva. The olim wants to be say this is really machlokes Rashi and Tosis and Yevamis and afheim and aleph. It's machlokes Rashi and Tosis whether the surim of nazirus the nazir can't cut his hair. Whether that's called a lav hashavei bakol or ein hashavei bakol, does it apply to everyone? Does it not apply to everyone? Where it says the yisurim that apply to kohanim, that a kohen can be mitami lamesim, is a lav she'ein hashavei bakol, because it only applies to kohanim and not to everyone else. What about the yisurim of a nazir? Are those called a lav hashavei bakol or ein hashavei bakol? So this is the machlokes. If we say that the yisur only applies to a nazir is someone who is an elevated person. And in that type of person, he has these yisurim. So anyone who's not a nazir doesn't have those yisurim. Mashinkin, if a nazirus is not that isur is because he's a new person who's a nazir. Rather, he asserted himself specifically in all these things. So that's Shaveh Bakol. Anyone can answer himself in those things by making themselves a Nazir. Even though they're not a Nazir, it's not that the Isurim come from being a Nazir. It's the Neder of Nazirus is a Neder which answers in these specific things. So everyone is Shaykh to answer themselves in those things. Those, the Isurim of a Nazir apply to everyone if they'll make that Neder. It's not because a Nazir is a different type of person. With this Hakir, we can explain that's the question in our Sugya. Also by the Korbanos of a Nazir. When a Nazir makes himself into a Nazir, on the first time we said that a Nazir specifically is answering himself in Yayin and Tiglachas and Tumul Mason, a Nazir also is requiring himself to bring Korbanos. All the dinim of the Nazir, he's saying that he's putting all those dinim on himself. So that's called the Davar Nidav and Nidav. The Neder of Nazirus goes specifically in bringing Korbanos. Or do we say no? Or do we say that they're really the Nazir didn't talk specifically about any of the dinim of Nazirus? He made himself a Nazir. Memela, he has all these Yisurim. And Memela, when he finishes his Nazirus, he has to bring a Karban. So those Karbanas are not a Nidar v'Nidav. They're a Chayva on a person who is a Nazir to bring these Karbanas. That's how we could explain the need in our Sugya. However, it's a little bit, it doesn't seem to be so much that the question here is, the question that this machloik is tanoim, something that chakira. So the Lashonis of Rashi, or not so much, we'll see in the second more. And what's more problematic, l'chaira, is that the Gemara says it by Osham. The Gemara had said in the beginning that even the chatas and Osham of a Nazir are also called Nidar v'Nidav. How an Osham is only brought by a Nazir Tamei. A Nazir who's Tamei, who never became Tamei Lameis, does not bring an Osham. If so, then it's hard to say that when even if we say that a Nazir specifically answered himself in Yayin, the Tumah, and Tiglachas, and specifically was Mechayiv himself in bringing a Karban, even if we'll say that, but Ilchoy was not specifically Mechayiv himself, that if he'll become Tamei, he'll bring an Asham. He wasn't expecting to become Tamei. Part there's no specific Neder going on that he would bring an Asham when he becomes Tamei. And also, as I mentioned, the Lashonis of Rashi aren't so mashma that way. Rashi says, it's sad that it's Nidar v'Nidav. Rashi says that even though when he brings it, Afagav dem Melois Nizroi, had the Kerbenois of Chayva, when he brings it, it is a Chayva, Miwai Dei Neder Bo Olav. But it came to him through a Neder. So it's mashma and Rashi that Avandu, when he's bringing the Karban, it's entirely a Chayva. Everyone agrees that. But Ayedei Neder Bo Olav, it came to him through a Neder. What it's mashma from Rashi is that there's no chakira going on here in the Indian of Nazirus. Everyone agrees that a Nazir at the end of the days of Nazirus is chayav to bring a korban, whether he wants to or not. The korban practically when he's bringing it is a korban chayva. But it's sad to say that it's called Nidar v'Nidav is because you look at the Sheirish Hadavar. How did this whole story start? Why did he get this korban chayva at the end? What brought him into this situation of needing a korban chayva was the Nidar. Was that he made himself a neder of Nazirus, and that brought himself into a whole situation, which the end of that process, it requires himself to bring a korban. So the mandamer that holds that we go, that Nazirus is called neder v'nidav, it's called yashrus, because he goes with the sheirish hadavar, and the sheirish of the korban is a neder v'nidav. The tzad to say that it's a korban chayva is that we don't look at the sheirish hadavar, we look at what it is right now. Practically, when you bring the korban is a korban chayva. Before you imagine that everyone holds when you're bringing the carbon is called the carbon chayva. The question is, do we say that I day neder bo alav? That we look at the shayrish that came through a neder, or no? We look at it as it is right now, and it's called the carbon chayva. There's another point here in Pshat that's tzarech bir, that the maskanas haGemara is that everyone holds that the chatas and osham of a nazir is not called yashrus, and you can't bring it in the bama. Mar explains because chayvos ninu, because they're considered chayvos. It's very difficult. The chatas and even nazir and asham come because, like Rashi says, I day neder bo olav. The mandamer that holds that the oil and shlamim are called yashrus is because I day neder bo olav. So also the chatas is I day neder bo olav. So maishna chatas from and the asham from the oil and the shlamim. Everything is I day neder bo olav. What sounds like you have to say in the Gemara here is that even though it's true that the source, the Sheirish Hadavar, is the Neder, but the carbon has to be chal on the carbon, a shame carbon Hadava, and not a shame carbon Chayva. An oil and the Shlomim have two options. Sometimes an oil and a Shlomim are a Chayva. Sometimes it's oily nishlam mar nedava. But the carbon is a carbon which can be brought, as it couldn't be chalan in a shame carbon nedava. So now there's a question by Nazir, do we go with the idei neder bo'alav to define the carbon as a carbon nedava? Or do we say that because practically it's a chayva, so it's called the carbon chayva? Even if they're going to be idei neder bo'alav, but in this carbon it can never be defined as a carbon nedava. The carbon is the yisoid brought for a chet, for a kapara. This carbon is a carbon which can never be defined, can be chal on the carbon, shame carbon nedava. The Mashal the Gemara, the Pshat, the difference between Oila and Shlamim, and Chatos and Asham. One last point that the Gemara mentions, brings a braisa, that Chazav is Shaykh, the Chumas Lach Meitoida, Noyagin Meba Magdoila, they Noyagin Meba Magtana. That Chazav is Shaykh, giving to the Kayin, the Chazav is Shaykh, the Chumas Lach Meitoida, that only applies in Meba Magdoila, not in Meba Magtana. So Rashi says, because it says, Lahonif Snufa Lefnei Hashem, and a bomb is not called lifnei Hashem, and therefore you don't do tenufa. Asks Tesis that the Fi Tanakam of Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a mincha bebama. Mincha also needs tenufa, and in the bomb you're not going to do tenufa because it's not called lifnei Hashem, and yet you could bring the mincha. So why don't we say the same thing by Chazav Ashoik? Even though you can't do tenufa in the bomb, but you should still bring the Chazav Ashoik without tenufa. That says this question. Taisus answers, the hani chazav v'shoik v'chumas lach meitoida ikur mitzvason v'tznufa hilkoch batla tznufa batla inu av a mincha ikur mitzvasa k'mitza v'aktara. The ikur mitzvah of a mincha is k'mitza v'aktara. Doing the avodis, dalar avodis of a mincha, that's the ikur mitzvah. So even though you can't do tznufa, you still bring the mincha. Ma'ashein kein chumas lach meitoida, ma'ashein kein tznufa of chazav v'shoik or lach meitoida, the ikur mitzvah is the tznufa. So if you're not going to do tenufa, you don't do anything else. You don't do any mitzvah with them. It's batal ikar, then it's batal akol. That's Taisus's answer. Before we hear in Taisus that when you can't do tenufa with in the chazav v'shoik or chumas lach meitoida, then you don't do anything with them. It's also mavur as in the gemara in chulin daf kuf lamed. Gemara is tzad that chulin should also need should also give the chazav v'shoik to the kayin. The gemara says that there's nowhere to do the tenufa. You can't do it in the azara. It's chulin v'azara. I'm also giving the gemara there. Because the Gemara says there's no possibility of doing tenufa, therefore we don't give it to the kayin. We see that what the ma'akev in the chaz of the shoik is the tenufa. That's ikar mitzvah, like Tais says by us. So when you don't do tenufa, then you don't give it to the kayin b'chla. However, the Gemara in Menachas of Samech Aleph holds that a korban noshim in akum, that you don't do tenufa, but the kayin still gets the chaz of the shoik. So we see that the kayin could get the chaz of the shoik even without doing tenufa. So why don't we say that if it's batal ikr, then it's also batal the tenufa, which is ikr mitzvah, and it's also batal the nesina to the kayin. Like we're proving from the Gemara by Yosef, Taisus, and the Gemara in Chulin, that tenufa, that the chaz v'sheik is only given to the kayin when you do tenufa. Here we have to say that there's a difference between when the carbon itself does not require tenufa. In a bama, the carbon doesn't require tenufa. The Gemara there says in Chulin that by Chulin there's no place to do tenufa. The makom or the carbon is not a carbon that requires tenufa b'chlal. So on that we say that if you can't do tenufa, you don't do anything. Masha'in kein, when a carbon betzim requires tenufa, just the bailim is not a bailim that was said in the mitzvah of tenufa, like an isha or a goy, or wasn't said the mitzvah of tenufa. So then it's still there's still a din to give the chaz of a sheik to the kayin, according to Taisim Nenochas of Samech Aleph. One last point about this Taisus is that the Sfasemisk says he doesn't understand the Taisus. What was Taisus' question? Taisus' question is that even though you don't do tenufa, you should still give the chaz of the sheik to the kayin. Sfasemisk says, why are you going to give it to the kayin? Hare ein kiyun bebama. In a bama, you're not giving the carbon yourself. There's no kayin around. So what's it said that we should give the chaz of the sheik to the kayin? Meaning the Sfasemisk understood that a kayin gets the chaz of the sheik in the mikdash is because he's doing the avodah. He's a person who's the Torah was mechayev to do the avodah. He's the only one who's right to do avodah. He's the oved. The hakoyin amachati yisrael yechlein. The kohen who does the avodah. The apostle says in parasha sav perek vav pasuk yotes hakoyin amachati yisrael yechlein. Rashi says a kohen that makes it a chatos that he did the avodah. He's the one who's zoyche in eating the carbon. In Cain, in a bama, there's no kohen. You don't need a kayin. You can do the avodah yourself, or you ask your friends to do the avodah for you. What's a tzad to give the Baruch Hu to the Sheikh to the Kohen Bechlal? It's a Kusha Gedolah from the Sfasemis on Tesis. Can you hear from Minasa Tesis that it's true that the Siba, why the Torah gave the Karbonis to Kohanim, like it's before in the Pasuk, is because he's the one who's doing Avodah. It's not because he's the one who actually did Avodah over here, possibly. It's because he's the one who's miyucha to do Avodah in the Iker Mokam of Avodah, which is the Beis HaMikdash or the Bar Magdala. He's the one who the Torah delineated, specified, he's the one who's supposed to do the Avodah. He is an Oivet. In a Bumat, a Zar is also allowed to do Avodah. But the Torah gives Mizake, gave the Manas Kahuna to the Kehanim, because they're the ones who are set aside to do Avodah. So that still applies, even though in a Bama, anyone who wants is able to do the Avodah, but the Kohanim still have their uniqueness, being the ones who were set aside to do Avodah. So again, as just to summarize quickly, the Indian of this question of Chaz v'Shoik, that the Gemara says you don't do, there's no Chaz v'Shoik and Trumas Lach Meitayt in a Bama. Rashi says, cause you only do Trufa Lefnei Hashem. Tayyiz asks, we should still give it to the Kohen. Like a Mincha, that even though it's lacking Trufa, we still do the rest of the Avodahs. So he says that a mincha, the ikra avoida, is kmitza v'aktara. Shinkin, here, the ikra avoida is tenufa. If you don't do tenufa, you don't do anything. That's what Tayyiz explains. We said that here's before that without tenufa, then the kohen doesn't get it. But Mashinkin, Tayyiz in the Nachas holds that when there's, the only thing that's lacking is the bailim is not right for tenufa. But the carbon should have tenufa, then the kohen does get it. And the Sfasemis asks, That because there's no uniqueness of a kohen in a bama, then it's pusher the kohen shouldn't get it. What was the whole question of tesis? That we want to say b'dasa tesis that the kohen is the one who is defined in general the one to do avodah. In the ikur makam of avodah, it's specifically the kohen and not Yisrael. So that's why the Torah is zaket him chaz v'sheik in all places. Ad kan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.